This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Don't act like you don't lie to your parents. We all, every single one of us lies to our parents. Don't be coming into this show feeling like you don't do. We all do. It's just that the lie that I told my mom to get out of going to church, I just need to know, like, was this one okay? All right. So if you weren't here, I was telling you that I was going on a vacation with my mom to the Cayman Islands. Once a year, we always go on a mother-son trip. And this year was a big one because we were going to the Cayman Islands. And the trip was great, by the way. We had such a good time, man. We always do. My mom and I have this really special bond. I'm so thankful to like get this opportunity to at least for a week every single year to go. Because she lives in Georgia, so we don't get a chance to see each other, you know, a lot. So to be able to get a week away with just her and I is always a really, really special time. And especially the Cayman Islands is beautiful. So really great week. So when I was asking her, hey, like, what do you want to do? Like, go look online and find things you want to do. She was like, well.
So you asked her what she wanted to do?
Yeah, I was like, you can pick what, you know, what you want to do. And
okay.
She was like, well, there is this one church that I would like to go to on Sunday when we're there. And I'm like, man, I don't want to go to church on vacation. Like, that's the last thing I want to do. But I asked her, like, you can pick what you want to do while we're there.
Okay. And, that was like and then you poo-poo on what she picked.
Like, the main thing she wanted to do was, like, go to this church.
And okay,
I'm like,
nice.
Lame. I just don't want to spend half a day, like, on vacation doing that. So I really thought through it. And I did. I'll tell you, I did bring church clothes or, like, churchy enough clothes, button-down shirt, shorts.
Yeah, for, like, vacay.
Right. What I would consider vacation church clothes.
Totally.
Good enough to be able to go. But I was really like, I just don't know that I feel like spending that time doing that. When there's 51 more Sundays that she can go to church. I don't go to church on the regular basis. So it's just not something I wanted to do while I was on vacation. So Saturday, I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can get out of this, but still make her feel good about it. So
did you send her by yourself?
No, I didn't. This is what I came up with. Because I still really wanted to have quality time with my mom, which like was what the trip was all about. So this is what I came up with, which was
pause. How many days were you guys there? So how many days before Sunday did you have to do whatever you wanted?
We got there on Saturday. So this was like our first full day there would have been Sunday.
How long were you there in total though?
Five, but like two travel days. It wasn't a ton of time. I'm telling you, it wasn't a ton of time.
Whatever.
It wasn't a ton of time.
Go on.
So this is what I told her. I was like, oh my gosh, mom, guess what? One of the hotels has this really special Sunday brunch with like vegan food because I'm vegan and my mom's like kind of vegan. I'm like, oh my gosh.
She's vegan when she's with you.
Yeah. I'm like, guess what? They had this really special vegan brunch, which is like kind of true. There's this one restaurant that has this like this Sunday brunch. It has some vegan options. It's not like it was kind of the truth. I'm like, but I read online that like you can't get there too late. So like we should like, if we're going to go, this is really cool. It's like right on the water.
Dude, not
like,
only did you lie, but you also lied.
It wasn't a lie.
So she couldn't pray?
The lie part was that it was like really busy and like we couldn't get there too late. And like we needed to like go early and they opened at 11. Church was at 11. And I was like, we probably should like go early though. If we're going to go, it's like right on the water. It's beautiful. It'd be like so nice.
Yeah.
So like we should probably just not go to church. And here's the thing with my mom. If I get excited about something, she gets excited about something. So she was like,
course.
Oh my gosh, you're right. We probably shouldn't go to church. So we ended up not going to church and we went to brunch instead. Mm-hmm. Am I bad for that? Be honest. Come on. Like we still went.
Do I think you're a wackadoodle? Yes. I think that you're whack for that. And I'm going to stand by what I told you before you went on this trip. Your mom does whatever she wants. No. Sorry. Let me rewind. Your mom does whatever you want 100% of the time. All she asked was to go to church real quick, do her little thing for maybe an hour or so.
I just didn't want to go.
And then you didn't, and you lied, and you threw a fit, and you got what you wanted.
I didn't
like
lie.
You always do.
The only
so don't
lie.
Even ask. You don't feel bad. You don't feel bad. Nancy Yancy, I stan her. I'll always be Team Nancy. I don't know
Charlotte,
why
come
you
on.
Couldn't go to church for a second for your mom.
I didn't. The only part that was a lie was it was busy, and it wasn't busy. We were literally the only people there that early.
No, you knew that she would do whatever you wanted. You
come
knew
on.
That.
It wasn't
so,
too
like,
bad.
Was it bad? Yes. No. Would I have done it? Yes.
That's why I like Charlotte better than Jess.
Of course
Thank
you do.
You. Thank you so much. That's why Charlotte's my favorite on the show.
I love that.
Because I'm
that.
Also morally bankrupt.
Exactly.
Love that for y'all.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.